Your feedback is important to us. Written by Elapsed Spiral. Read by Secrets of Lufnarp. An Our Flag Means Death podfic, rated explicit, for the pairing Ed Steed, also including crew shenanigans. Summary. Steed starts holding open cabin hours to allow the crew to air their grievances. It goes about as well as you'd expect. Steed clinked his spoon against his teacup. Gang? The crew kept yelling and roughhousing their way through their lunch break. Gang, can you pipe down for a minute? I have an announcement. The cacophony continued. Steed clinked harder. Everyone? Whatever heated conversation Roach and Frenchie were having tipped over into an even more heated hand wrestle. The crew egged them on while Black Pete collected bets from the onlookers. Oh, come on, Steed sighed. Can't this wait? May I? Ed said. Steed had barely finished nodding when Ed grabbed his teacup and lobbed it at the floor.
Oi!
Ed barked.
Your captain is speaking.
Roach and Frenchie froze mid-wrestle.
We were just shaking hands, Frenchie said.
Yeah, and I was winning, Roach muttered.
Yeah, right.
Save it for later, guys, Steed said. I want to share an important management update with you all.
You're retiring,
Izzy said from the corner he was lurking in.
What? No. I've barely been back a month. Why would I be retiring?
I can dream.
Piss off, Iz, Ed said, without heat.
As I was saying, I have an important management update, and it actually relates to my brief hiatus as captain.
Brief hiatus? Roach said. You mean when you and Ed broke up?
Ed looked like a cat that had been stroked the wrong way.
Yes, obviously that's what I meant, Steed hissed. To mark this new chapter in my captaincy, and to further emphasize the importance of sharing and talking our problems through, I present to you...
Drum roll, please. Should have done this in the jam room, Oluwande muttered,
though he deigned to drum on the tabletop.
Thank you.
Steed reached under his chair and pulled out the wooden box with a flourish. Ta-da! The crew eyed it suspiciously.
What's in it? Wee John said.
Nothing!
Looks broken, Black Pete said. There's a hole in the top.
That's meant to be there.
Is it cursed? Button said.
Steed frowned.
Why would it be cursed? And don't say, because I'm a demon.
Because you're a demon!
For the 11th time, I'm not a demon. I've just grown a mustache.
Buttons narrowed his eyes.
A demon would say that, though, wouldn't he?
It's a mustache, and it's staying, Ed said.
Lucius wrinkled his nose.
It's honestly doing it for you?
Ed gave a wide-eyed, emphatic nod. Steed felt himself flush.
Back to the box, people!
He gave it a pat.
This is a suggestion box. You are all strongly encouraged to take a moment to reflect on your time aboard the Revenge. Jot down your comments, concerns, and critiques, and stick them inside.
Frenchie said.
Now I know what you're thinking. Anonymity is key, so please don't sign your name or include any identifying information.
Black Pete said.
I'll be putting the box right outside my cabin.
Whenever a suggestion occurs to you, just write it down and pop it inside. I'll open it daily, review and reflect on your feedback, and then action it to the best of my abilities. Budget permitting.
Okay, Black Pete said, drawing out the word. But we can't, you know, write.
Steed looked at them all. I thought you couldn't read.
Lucius made an embarrassed noise and buried his face in Fang's shoulder. Right. And we can't write either, Black Pete said. They kind of go together.
Fuck! Steed scowled at the box. I really thought I was onto something.
If that's everything, might I suggest this lot go and do some actual fucking work?
Izzy said. Not until we've cracked this. I want people's feedback, and I want it to be anonymous. There must be a way of doing this.
We could draw our suggestions, Frenchie said. I'm no artist, Wee John said. Perhaps I could sew mine? Steed stared hard at the suggestion box.
How about open office hours?
What's an office? The Swede said.
Or open cabin hours. I can sit facing the fire, and anyone who has any concerns can sit behind me and share them with me.
What about their fucking voices?
Izzy said.
They'd be a big fucking giveaway.
We can do voices, Wee John said.
We're getting good at them after putting on that play, Frenchie said.
Everyone except Lucius.
Lucius lifted his head off Fang's shoulder long enough to shrug.
That's fair. Give me fucking strength, Izzy said.
Excellent! Steed clapped his hands together. We can start today. I'll set aside some time this afternoon.
When? Jim said. We don't have watches.
And we can't all tell time either, Oluwande said.
I'll put a stocking on the doorknob, Steed invented. If you see a stocking, you'll know I'm available.
Lucius pulled a face.
That's our code for saying someone's shagging. I'd go with absolutely anything else.
Then I'll put a piece of paper on the door saying I'm free.
We still can't read, Wee John said. I'll draw a picture of Steed doing a thumbs up and stab it to the door with my fucking knife, Ed growled. Happy? The crew nodded. Very happy, Frenchie said.
Yeah, ecstatic, Oluwande said dryly.
Wonderful, Steed smiled. Then I look forward to receiving your valuable feedback.
Any concern Steed had had that no one would take him up on his offer was quickly assuaged. He had barely sat down in front of the fire when the cabin door creaked open behind him.
Hello, someone said with a French accent by way of Bristol.
Hello, please take a seat, wherever you like.
Footsteps padded across the floor, chair legs scraped, and Steed's guest sat heavily.
How can I help? Steed said.
I think we should have rules about food. Not what he had been expecting.
What kind of rules.
No smelly food on board, his guest said. Like, a bit of garlic's fine, but nothing really pongy.
Is this about the fish smell? It's awful. It's like a zombie fish died. Not to mention, it's gonna attract cats.
We are in the middle of an ocean.
They're strong swimmers, his guest said.
Have you tried resolving the issue with the owner of the fish?
course I have. I did what anyone do and challenged him to a hand wrestle. We'd have gone with a duel, but that's a bit stabby, and it's just fish smell at the end of the day.
And how did that go?
It interrupted us before we could finish. Ah. You were there, Captain, his guest said.
Yes, all right.
I had him on the ropes and all.
Perhaps you could just ask this person to get rid of the fish instead of fighting them. Try explaining how unpleasant you find the smell
and how serious the cat threat is. Steed pulled a face at the fire.
Does that sound like a plan?
Not really.
Why not?
Well, he's got a load of massive knives, his guest said. If I catch him in the wrong mood, he's going to fillet me.
Then I can talk to Roach, Steed said, despite himself. I thought we weren't supposed to use any names.
Right. What I meant to say was, I can talk to Roach or whoever happens to be preparing all that smelly fish. It's Roach.
Yes, I know it's Roach.
You sure you're all right talking to him?
Of course. Others probably have the same concern, so I should raise the issue as your captain. Is there anything else I can help with?
The chair legs scraped again.
Nah, that was everything,
his guest, who was most definitely not Frenchie, said.
Cheers, Captain.
It was nice knowing you.
After he had spent altogether too long rehearsing possible conversations with Roach, Steed settled into reading Tristram Shandy. He was several chapters deep when the door opened again.
Hello,
Steed called out. Please, take a seat. A cane clacked across the floor. How can I help?
My understanding.
You might want to disguise your voice a little, Steed said.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing that, Izzy said. As I was saying, my understanding is we could use this time to air our grievances.
That's correct, Steed said reluctantly.
How long have you got?
As long as you need.
Unlikely.
Steed rolled his eyes at the wall.
Whenever you're ready, then. There was the sound of pages turning.
Your accent.
That's your grievance, Steed said. My accent.
It's one of them.
It's the same as Ed's.
Your way of addressing the crew. Your way of addressing Edward.
My way of addressing Edward, Steed said. How would you have me address him? He's my lover.
Don't remind me, Izzy sounded nauseated. Your lack of ambition when it comes to raids. Your...
Are you taking these complaints alphabetically?
Yes. Stop interrupting.
They had gotten to the letter F when there was a knock at the door.
Thank God, Steed muttered. Let's pick this up another time, shall we? Or better yet, let's not.
Izzy marked his place in his notebook, eyes narrowed.
Until next time.
Steed pulled faces at Izzy's retreating back, before dropping into his seat by the fire once more.
You still open for business, or do you need a minute after that?
A husky voice asked from the doorway. Steed smiled appreciatively.
A change is as good as a rest. Please, come in.
There was silence behind him.
Don't stand on ceremony. Take a seat.
Already did.
That was mildly terrifying.
Ah, then how can I help you?
It's too noisy around here.
I mean, it's a working pirate ship, so a certain level of noise is to be expected.
Yeah, but the sound of everybody banging could be quieter. I can't hear myself think.
Steed could sympathize. You're right that people need to be considerate of others, especially at night, when we're all trying to get some rest. What were you thinking we could do to resolve the issue? Perhaps posters reminding people to keep the noise down?
Again, they can't read.
Shit! Yes, right. Maybe an announcement?
Not that Steed relished the idea of telling everyone to shag more quietly, please. I don't know that that'll work, the person who may or may not have been Jim said. I think people will just think it's a dare.
That's a possibility. Do you have any ideas?
You could bring it up with Lucius.
Why Lucius?
Because he's the one fucking them all. Steed stared wide-eyed into the fire. I'm kidding, Jim said, but he's everyone's confidant.
Is he?
Yeah, he came up with the idea of, like, running a clinic before you did.
I thought Roach was our medic, Steed said. Lucius is more like an agony aunt.
Oh.
Is he any good?
He's so good, everyone's relationships are fixed and they won't shut the fuck up.
I see. That's a good suggestion, Jim.
Excuse me?
I mean, mysterious person whose identity I couldn't possibly guess, Steed said in a rush. I'll speak to Lucius and ask him to please pass along our concerns.
If you tell him I was the one who said anything. Steed dared a look over his shoulder. Sure enough, Jim was standing directly behind him. Steed squeaked.
Jim? Respectfully, I would never dare.
Jim pulled their shoulders back with a pleased smirk.
That's fair. Thanks.
You're welcome.
The next day, before he could talk himself out of the idea, Steed swung by the kitchen. His eyes watered as a wave of fish stench hit him.
Roach?
Cleaver raised. Roach held off beheading a fish and looked at him.
I'm not making another cake.
Steed tried not to bridle. That's not why I'm here.
Then what is it?
It's... Steed felt an immediate wash of relief as Ed sauntered into the kitchen.
Hey. Ed briefly slipped his arm around his waist. You stealing a snack, too?
Roach pointed the cleaver at Ed.
No snack stealing.
I'm here about fish, Steed said,
as Ed started investigating their provisions. Roach looked down at the fish on the block.
You want a snack on a fish?
No, not that. I had some feedback from another member of the crew about fish.
Roach scowled. You mean you had a complaint?
Complaint is a strong word.
Okay. Then what was this feedback? Roach said, cleaver still very much in hand.
Mind popping that down, Steed said.
Rolling his eyes, Roach obliged and folded his arms. All right, what did Frenchie say?
I never said it was Frenchie.
You didn't have to. He's been whining about it for weeks.
It is. Steed's nose itched with a threatened sneeze. It is very...
Smells like a sock died while farting, mate, Ed said as he poked about in a barrel.
Basically, Steed agreed. It's a delicacy, Roach said.
What is? Ed said. Fart socks?
No, rotten fish. They eat it where Swede's from, Roach said.
Behind him, Ed put a shushing finger to his lips. Steed pretended not to see.
Sweden? Steed offered.
He didn't say. He told me about it one time, said they pickle rotting fish. We had fish on the turn, so I thought, why wouldn't they pickle it before it began rotting? Ed carefully lifted a honey jar off the shelf, unscrewed the lid, and dipped in a finger.
No idea, but I thought I'd try it, Roach said.
Well, the feedback I'm getting is that people would rather not have rotting fish on board.
Steed choked on thin air as Ed sucked his finger clean. Roach shot a look over his shoulder, but Ed had already put the jar back, arms folded casually.
Wasn't doing anything, Ed said.
Roach made an unconvinced noise before turning back to Steed.
You've only spoken to Frenchie. He's not the whole crew. You should put it to a vote.
An excellent idea. I'll do just that tomorrow at lunch.
That's all I ask, Roach said. That and that people don't steal my honey.
No idea what you're talking about, Ed muttered as he grabbed Steed's arm and hurried them outside.
You're a menace,
Steed said when they were out of earshot. I'd do it again, Ed grinned. Want a taste? Steed kissed him, if only to keep from making a strangled noise. He could, in fact, taste the honey on Ed's tongue.
You shouldn't annoy a man holding a cleaver, he said against Ed's lips.
Since when? Gonna need a whole new set of hobbies, Ed murmured, hands sliding down to cup Steed's backside. Got any ideas what I could do instead?
Steed's insides felt molten.
Well, I've got to get to my cabin for open cabin hours.
A brief frown creased Ed's face.
Don't let me keep you. I've got an appointment too, actually.
An appointment? An appointment with who? Steed said. But Ed was already striding purposefully away.
No amount of reading could shift the mental image of Ed licking honey from his finger, so Steed poured himself a brandy while he waited for his next visitor.
Afternoon, someone with a familiar accent said as he finished his drink.
Afternoon, please, take a seat, Steed said. How can I help you?
Be gone from this place!
What?
Be gone from this place, foul, twisted thing!
Steed barely resisted turning in his chair.
What are you?
He yelped at the splash of garlicky water on his neck.
Leave this place!
Really, Mr. Buttons, Steed snapped. It's a mustache, not demonic possession.
Buttons looked affronted. I thought our feedback was anonymous.
Come on, this is an exorcism, not feedback.
I'm only doing what needs to be done to keep this ship safe and sailing, Captain.
I promise you, it's a mustache. You've got one. So's Izzy, Frenchy, Olu, Roach.
Button's eyes slowly widened.
It's spreading.
That's not what...
Steed sagged as Buttons hurried outside. Never mind.
Lucius was stood in the hall, smirking. How's it going?
Oh, sorry. Let me go over to the fireplace and...
Steed, you've seen me. It's okay.
Besides, I can't really make my thing sound like it's not about me, so it's whatever.
Right. Lucius sat on the chase, nose twitching. You smell a bit like a pizza.
But I'm demon-free, you'll be pleased to hear.
Big relief.
I've actually been meaning to speak to you, Steed said. Oh yeah? Feel free to change into something less whiffy while we're talking.
Thanks. Steed slipped inside his primary wardrobe.
I've had a noise complaint.
I can try telling Pete and Fang to keep it down,
but Izzy might be a challenge.
Steed all but fell out of the wardrobe.
Izzy?
Luce just snorted a laugh.
The look on your face.
Don't joke about that. You'll give me a heart attack.
Sorry, promise.
Lucius nonchalantly straightened his scarf. One of these days, though, he's my white whale.
Please say you didn't come here to talk about your plans to land Izzy.
No, but we absolutely could.
We absolutely couldn't, Steen said.
Not if I'm going to keep my lunch down.
Okay, for the sake of your lunch, I'd like a day off.
Steed emerged from the wardrobe wearing a fresh shirt.
What was that? I'd like a day off, Lucius said with a confident smile. Let's say once a week.
I'm not sure I could justify giving you a day off because you're...
No,
not because I'm topping everyone into oblivion, Lucius said with a dismissive wave of his hand. Obviously not that, because I'm working two jobs.
Ah, yes, I'd heard about that. You're an agony aunt, kinda, yeah.
Speaking of which, Lucius tilted his head sympathetically.
How's the Ed thing?
The Ed thing?
Well, we're madly in love. I don't mean to be crass.
I suspect you're about to be.
Lucius smiled in agreement. Haven't really heard any evidence of your being madly in love.
Not that I'm trying to, but, you know, it's about...
Walls aren't thick.
Steed wished he was facing the fireplace instead of Lucius.
Look, if either of you isn't into sex, that's cool, that's great, Lucius said. But... I mean, I'm pretty sure Ed's into sex.
Steed nodded, stiffly.
So, are you not...
Nope.
You mean you'd like to...
Yep, Steed forced out.
Is it stage fright? I really can't have this conversation.
Lucius's expression softened with a commiserating frown.
Okay. Okay. That's all right.
I know there's a problem, Steed said, studying his knees. And I know that problem is me.
Steed, you're not a problem. You're a person. And, well, you've been going through it lately.
Steed let himself laugh weakly at that.
I know you just said you don't want any agony anting, but just humor me for a minute because it's like a compulsion, I swear.
Steed regretted not pouring another brandy, but nodded Lucius on anyway.
Cut yourself some slack. Show yourself some kindness. I really think that'll help.
Steed darted a sidelong look at Lucius and smiled.
Thank you. Welcome. So, about that day off?
I think it's going to have to be a no. Izzy would never stop screeching about it.
Worth a shot.
Sorry. Do you think you could tell your agony nieces and nephews?
Oh my God, do not call them that. I hate that so much.
Agreed. Could you tell the people you've been advising to please keep it down when they're, you know...
Lucius smirked.
Exactly, Steed said. I'm very happy that they're so pleased with your advice, but we need to be considerate co-workers.
Will do. I don't want to go pissing off the person with the terrifying knife skills.
I didn't say it was Jim, Hood.
I know you didn't. I guessed. I'll keep it to myself because I like having my limbs attached to my body. Lucius got up and gave Steed a pat on the shoulder.
Slack. Cut it. Yeah?
Steed nodded. Consider it cut.
Good boy, Lucius smiled before leaving.
Steed poured himself another brandy and tried not to think about who else Lucius had called good boy.
Steed clinked his spoon against his teacup at lunch. Gang? The crew kept up their raucous reactions to the story Fang was telling. Based on the accompanying gory charades, it had something to do with pulling out someone's toenails. Gang? Management update? The crew crowed with delight as Fang mimed toenails getting jabbed into eyeballs. Hello? Anyone? Steed saw Ed reach for the nearest teacup, but surprised them both by grabbing and throwing it at the floor himself. Your captain is speaking! The crew boggled at him.
Shit, sorry, Steed gulped. I'll clean that up.
We're gonna need more cups, Ed said, surveying the damage. Add fancy teacups to the raid list.
I'll add it after munitions, shall I?
Izzy said dryly.
Cheers, mate.
He's under a lot of stress,
Steed heard Frenchie mutter to nods from the others.
He's not, Steed said, planting his hands on the table. He's relaxed. He's fab, in fact. He just wants your undivided attention for 5 minutes.
Jesus, Wee John said.
What?
It's just, Oluwande cringed. Your eyes? Steed felt them widen further.
My eyes? What about my eyes?
They're bugging out a little. Ed got up from the table and stood by his side. Steed did his best not to claw at the tabletop when Ed's lips practically brushed against his ear.
You all right? Ed whispered. I can do this management thing if you're feeling off it.
Steed pulled away like he'd been burned.
I'm fab.
Yeah, you said, Jim grimaced.
Steed took a steadying breath.
Thank you, Ed, but I'm fine. I have 2 updates today, everybody. The first is just a thank you for being considerate co-workers and keeping the noises down at night.
There was a good amount of snickering, along with enough whispering and glances directed at himself and Ed, to make Ed sit down, lost in apparent thought.
Oh, that makes sense, Black Pete whispered to Fang. Explains the whole bug-eyed thing.
Steed glowered him into silence.
Thank you, Pete. Update number 2. It has come to my attention that certain members of the crew find the fish aroma emanating from the kitchen.
The crew wasted no time chiming in.
It smells like an angry nappy. It's like the sea puked in here. It's not fish making that stench, Button said ominously. It's demons fouling up the ship.
He might be onto something, Frenchie said.
It's the fish,
Steed said, giving his mustache a defensive stroke. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Ed shoot him a quick, hungry look. Steed dug his fingernails into his palms.
"There's clearly a lot of strong feelings about the fish situation," he said. "I therefore propose we hold a vote. All those in favor of banning rotten pickled fish from the ship, raise your..."
The entire crew raised their hands. "All right, then, it's unanimous." Steed frowned. "Wait, how is it unanimous? Roach, Swede, don't you two want it on board?" Roach pulled a face. "I tasted it. I'm out."
"But what about you, Swede? I thought you wanted this, delicacy?"
"Oh, no," the Swede said politely. "I don't like it either. I was just telling a story about rotted fish."
"What?" Roach said. "If you don't want that, what do you want?"
"There is one thing," the Swede said, toying with his rope belt.
"What's that?" Steed smiled encouragingly.
"Maybe people could call me Eric?"
"I meant like, do you want a sandwich?" Roach said.
"Why would we call you that?" Wee John said. "Because it's my name?"
The room descended into rowdy protests.
"Eric!" Steed gawped.
"You have a name," Frenchy said.
"You don't have a name," Wee John insisted.
"I do," the Swede said, apologetically. "And it's Eric?"
All right," Steed said. "Simmer down, everyone. I know this is a bombshell, but we can work through it. Together.
How about, perhaps we could try calling you Eric the Swede?"
"Is there another Eric?" the Swede said.
"I guess there isn't."
"I still think Jim is a good name. Maybe I could..."
"No way," Jim growled. "If he wants to be called fucking Eric, call him fucking Eric."
"I'd prefer just Eric."
All right, Eric it is," Steed said, offering Eric what he hoped was a supportive smile. "If that's everything, I think we can move on to lunch."
Roach's hand went up. "I've got a thing."
"Does it involve pickling?"
"Not quite. I've been thinking about listening and sharing ideas and shit, like you always talk about, Captain."
"Oh," Steed said, unsure whether to be offended or flattered. "And how did that go?"
"Instead of pickling rotten fish, I decided to try curing. Smells less, and it doesn't taste like shit."
"Wonderful! Sounds like an excellent compromise."
"Right, I know you like those."
"Big fan," Steed said.
"So what I'm saying is, it's ceviche for lunch.
Dig in."
The crew oohed and aahed as lunch was served. Steed took a bite and stifled a noise of amazement.
"Oh, wow, this is terrific. Compliments to the chef. You can really taste the lime and the compromise."
"Thanks," Roach said. "Compliments to the captain for going on and on about the importance of talking and listening and crap." Steed wolfed down his food, only pausing when he noticed Ed wasn't touching his own.
"Everything all right?"
The question seemed to irritate Ed, judging by the slight furrow of his brow.
"Fine," he said. "Just not hungry. You got your cabin hours after this?"
"That's right. But I'll see you later, won't I?"
"Yeah," Ed said, sounding suddenly determined. "Yeah, you will."
Steed replayed the feeling of Ed's breath ghosting over his ear as he studied the fire in the grate and waited.
he sat straighter when he recognized the gait of his first visitor. Before he could speak, a terrible Bristolian accent rang out.
"I'm not too late, am I? It's Frenchy."
"Not late at all," Steed said, jaw suddenly feeling tight. "Please, take a seat. Though I'll remind you, you don't need to tell me who you are."
"Right, oops. Sorry, Captain."
Steed heard how Ed winced as he stretched out his leg on the chase.
"How can I help?" Steed said. "It's my lover."
Steed's stomach dropped.
"What seems to be the problem? I'm no expert when it comes to romance. I hear Lucius is your man for that sort of thing."
"Yeah, I've already been to see him," Ed said, accent getting worse.
"Oh? And what did he suggest?"
"That I talk to my lover."
"Right," Steed said softly. "And have you done that?"
"It's in the works."
Steed nodded.
"So what seems to be the matter?"
"He won't touch me." Steed balled his hands on his thighs.
"I see.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, and I get the feeling he doesn't want to talk about it."
"Right.
I mean, if he doesn't want to touch me, that's okay," Ed said, sounding small and lost. "I'd just like to understand what's going on with him."
"Frenchy."
"Steed," Ed said, accent dropped.
"Come on."
Steed got up and pushed back the curtain. Ed gave him a sad smile.
"Why didn't you say anything sooner?" Steed said.
"You know I've tried. It's a bit rich, insisting that people talk about shit when you never do."
"I know I'm a hypocrite."
"Why is it so hard for you to say what you want?" Ed said quietly.
"I don't know."
"You know I won't judge you."
"I know. I do know that. It feels like there's a disconnect between my brain and my mouth, and I can hear the things I want to say. I can hear them so clearly, but," Steed grimaced, "it doesn't get to my mouth. I can't spit the words out."
"I want to help you."
"I don't know that you can," Steed said with a frustrated smile. "It's my fault. Only I can do something about it."
"What if I told you what I'm into?"
"Id? You asked me to impale you on my sword. I think I know."
Ed snorted. "Oh, really? Thought I was being subtle."
Steed laughed, despite himself.
"I didn't realize at the time, but on reflection, yes. Not that subtle."
"And how do you feel about that, knowing that's what I want?" Steed took a ragged breath.
"I feel everything about it."
Ed shivered.
"Yeah?"
"Yes."
"So it's not the act that's the problem."
"The act is definitely not the problem. I would like very much to do the act. Thank you."
Ed crept closer. "Maybe if I blow you?"
"Sorry?"
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe if you come, your brain will find your mouth, and...
You're very kind.
The words seemed to blindside Ed, for offering you a blowy.
For trying to help me. You're such a good man.
It had always been easy to read Ed's moods, but it was even easier now his trembling bottom lip was on show. Yeah, well, I want to help you, Ed said, voice wavering. It's not like I'm being selfless here. There's something in it for me. Steed smiled.
Try telling me what you want, Ed whispered. Please.
Steed studied him sadly for a moment before clamping his eyes shut.
You.
Good, so I don't have to duel anyone. Steed huffed a laugh. No. Okay, so you want me. What do you want to do with me? Steed took more deep breaths until he somehow used the force of them to spit out the words in his mouth.
Everything.
Ed looked ravenous. Everything starts with something. What do you want to do first?
Doesn't it scare you?
What?
The wanting.
Never did with anyone else, but with you? Yeah, a little, Ed said. Tell me.
I want so much. I don't know if I could stop if I ever started.
Then don't ever stop. What first? Steed swallowed hard and took a step closer.
I want...
Ed edged forward until they were left breathing the same air. Yeah? Steed let out a breath he hadn't realized he'd been holding.
God, I want to fuck you.
Ed's eyes were bright. Yeah?
Yeah.
Steed reached out and put a hand on Ed's chest, fingers spread possessively.
I really want to fuck you.
Ed covered Steed's hand with his own. I'd like that. Steed nodded to himself.
Right.
How would you do it? Ed said quietly. Tell me.
Be brave. I know you're brave, Steed.
Steed tore his gaze away from their hands to look at Ed's face.
I'd do it like this.
Before Ed could speak, before his own brain could panic him into inaction, Steed cupped Ed's face and kissed him hard. Ed groaned and Steed greedily swallowed his noises down. It felt like his breath was knocked out of him when he slotted his leg between Ed's and found Ed was already getting hard.
God, I need you.
Take me then, Ed whimpered. Take me. Steed nodded urgently as he tugged Ed's top off, throwing it wherever before starting on the damn fastenings on his damn leather trousers.
It's constant, Steed panted as they both worked Ed's trousers down his thighs.
He gasped at the sight of Ed's cock.
God, it's just constant, the wanting you.
Me too. Ed wrestled his trousers the rest of the way off and pressed himself flush against Steed, hips rocking as though on autopilot.
Me too. It's okay. I've got you. Take off your damn clothes. Come on.
Steed felt lightheaded as he looked down at his own clothes and tried to fathom all their buttons and laces. He settled for simply yanking at them until the stitches snapped and buttons skittered off God knew where. He wasted no time pressing himself against Ed once they were gone. Ed eagerly wrapped his arms around his neck, looking as though his legs were about to give out when Steed pushed him against the nearest wall.
Oh, fuck, Ed whined as Steed began grinding against him. Oh, Jesus, fuck.
I want to fuck you, Steed said against Ed's mouth between breathless kisses. Do it. Come on, do it. On the bed, Steed said, arms full of Ed as he maneuvered them toward the alcove. Steed silently willed himself not to get in his head as they let go of one another long enough for Ed to lay down and look at him with glassy eyes and blown pupils. He dug his nails into his own thigh as he willed himself not to overthink, not to imagine how all this looked or how the hell he was acting. He cut himself some damn slack for once in his damned life and joined his lover on the bed. On your side, Steed said, stroking a hand down Ed's spine. Ed all but sobbed as they arranged themselves with Steed flush against his sweating back, one arm pinned beneath Ed, hand resting against his stomach while the other brushed Ed's hair to one side. Steed pressed an open-mouthed kiss to the skin he'd uncovered. What the fuck? Ed whispered. Steed froze. Not good? Fuck off. You kidding? Why the fuck haven't you been doing this before now? Jesus! No idea, Steed said between sucking kisses, hips snapping against Ed's backside. I'm sane. I'm terrified. I'm terrified and insane. One of Ed's hands gripped at his thigh, pulling him closer. Fuck, I guess. Steed paused what he was doing and leaned over Ed to look into his face. I want to fuck your thighs. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. I want that too. Oh, please. Reach under that pillow there. Ed's hand was shaking as it rummaged around and pulled out a small thing of oil. You horny bastard. I hate you. Yeah, I get that impression, Steed said. He let out a moan as Ed opened the oil and rubbed it between his thighs until they glistened. In, Ed panted, one-legged crooked. I'm not going to make it. You sound like you're about to die. I don't know that I'm not. Patience? Fucking patience. We've been patient long enough. Fuck me already. Steed took himself in hand and pressed in between his legs. They both groaned as Ed squeezed them tighter. Oh, God, that's it. Ed sighed. Steed wrapped his free arm around Ed's waist as he rocked into him. God, Ed. Ed clutched Steed's leg. I've got you. I've got you. Steed let himself move, harder and faster, forehead against Ed's neck. I've got you. I've got you. Ed gasped, prayer-like. I won't let you go. The words sent a thrill down Steed's spine. He wrapped his hand around Ed's cock and pumped it in time with his own frantic thrusts. Ed's head tipped back as he moaned. Steed pressed his face harder against Ed's neck as his hips began to stutter. Ed, God, come on. Come on, Ed growled. Give it to me. Come on. Steed mouthed at Ed's skin as he came, plastered against his back. Oh, fucking hell. Ed's legs tightened around him as he followed suit, practically painful against Steed's softening cock. He looked down at his hand, covered in Ed's release, and winced as his cock gave another feeble pulse. He felt Ed's chest shake with easy laughter. Ah, there we go. There we went. Ed patted him on the thigh. Told you. Talking things through is great. Is that what we just did? Something like that. Ed gave another drunk-sounding laugh. Holy fucking shit. Steed pried himself off Ed so he could lean over him and give him a stupid smile of agreement. That was... Ed made a weak little noise as he flattened himself on the bed. It was all right then. Ed smacked him on the chest. Fuck off being humble. You know you fucking aced it, mate. Steed failed to hide his pleased smile. It did feel like it was going well. You prick. You total prick. Fuck me, I haven't come like that in years, Ed said, as he looked at the devastation on his stomach, thighs, and bed around them. Steed found the cleanest bit of sheet and made an effort to wipe at Ed's stomach, only for the man to bat him away. No, no, that's too much, Ed whimpered. Give me a minute. Sorry? Don't fucking apologize. Steed caught himself. I told you, I get in my head about it. I know, I see that, believe me. Do you think this has cracked it, or do we need to fuck more for this to be a lasting breakthrough?
Well, it wouldn't hurt, would it? Steed smiled. Wouldn't want to risk undoing all the progress we made.
No way, Ed said, stroking a hand lazily down Steed's chest. I've got loads of other ideas we can try.
Wonderful. Steed took Ed's hand and pressed a kiss to his knuckles. Then I look forward to receiving your valuable feedback. The end.
Thank you for listening.
Happy Summer Podfix Swap.